Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the ball, GAA.
I know I will have to at some stage, but like when I'm 50 years of age, I'll still want to be playing for Tip, you know, because I really enjoy it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome along to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. On the way, Ireland players are warned off Mike Tindall's proposed OR360 competition. Storm Amy has begun eating into the weekend's fixtures, and could the Rugby Championship be on the move? But first today, Storm Amy has forced the postponement of tonight's URC clash of Edinburgh and Ulster at the Hive. The Storm Force wins means it's unsafe to play the game at the Edinburgh venue, or indeed any viable alternative in Scotland. The URC said it will now consider available dates with broadcasters and both clubs to reschedule the game. Ulster have advised caution to their supporters who had already travelled to Scotland for the game. Tonight's meeting of the Dragons and the Sharks is still due to go ahead as planned at time of recording. The weather in Cape Town, by contrast, is not at all problematic, so the Stormers and Ospreys is also on tonight. Leo Cullens made 7 changes to the team that started last week's 35-0 thumping at the hands of the Stormers last week. Andrew Osborne and Hugh Cooney come into the backs for Jordan Larmour and Kieran Frawley, with the latter among this week's replacements for the Bulls' encounter at Loftus-Versfield. Gus McCarthy keeps his place at hooker, but either side of him, Paddy McCarthy makes his first start at loose head, and Tom Clarkson replaces Rabah Slimani at tight head. Ryan Baird moves from blindside to the second row, where he partners Brian Deeney, and there's a new back row trio of Alex Soroka, Will Connors and Max Deegan. Speaking earlier this week, fullback Jimmy O'Brien said that this weekend's game is the perfect opportunity to bounce back.
Yeah, 100%. That's probably one of the only positives from it. That it was, look, it's not fatal. It's the first game of the season. There's a lot of games to be played, but we spoke about it as a group, and what better way to kind of try and put things right than trying to get a win in Loftus and getting to play there against the Bulls at altitude. One of the toughest place to play, and but it's a great opportunity to kind of turn things around for us and put out a proper performance that we think reflects our group that we didn't put out on Friday. So we're very much looking forward.
Connacht captain Cian Prendergast makes his first start of the season as Stuart Lancaster makes a dozen changes for tomorrow's URC clash with the Scarlets at the Dexcom. Prendergast is the only change among the back row, replacing Seamus Hurley-Langton, with Paul Boyle switching to open side. In front of them, Darren Murray and Joe Joyce are the new second row partnership, with Niall Murray and Josh Murphy jettisoned from the matchday squad. And there's a new front row of Dennis Buckley, Dave Heffernan and Jack Ainger. Killen Blade and Josh Ioane are replaced in the halfbacks by Ben Murphy and Jack Carty. David Hawkshaw starts at outside centre for Byron Ralston, while the back three are unchanged. This is game 2 of the Lancaster era, and number 10 Jack Carty says that he's enjoying going into work every day.
Yeah, I wake up every morning and I'm buzzing to come into work, and I think maybe over the last number of years that may not have been there all the time, so I think I certainly feel rejuvenated. Just coming into the environment, the standards that have been brought by the coaching staff, that have been driven by the players and our base, has certainly improved across the board with a lot of, what's been asked of us. The intensity of training is really, really enjoyable. The amount of touches you're getting in training, improving as a player, even at the age of 33, which I don't like to admit. In meetings, then, it's not just touching on rugby. There's things around leadership and certainly things that I know Keane and myself are certainly interested in, that constantly not learning as a player, but also learning as an individual. So, as I said, buzzing to come into work every day, which is pretty great.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Ireland internationals have been warned off the proposed All 360 competition being spearheaded by ex-England international Mike Tindall. According to the Irish Independent, the IRFU, along with the majority of international unions, have planned to ban players from international rugby if they cross the line. Penciled in for an October 2026 start date, the breakaway tour would see teams franchised out to London, Miami, Tokyo, Dubai, Boston, Cape Town, Lisbon and Madrid. Games would then be hosted by cities on various stops in a similar fashion to the current HSBC Sevens Tour. Earlier this week, the Sydney Morning Herald reported that 160 players had signed heads of agreement to negotiate with the Rebel competition in the next month. Ahead of this weekend's Bledisloe Cup game with the All Blacks, Wallabies head coach Joe Schmidt is among the few to have addressed the potential breakaway publicly.
I grew up in the amateur era, and without really making myself feel particularly old, I still love the tradition. Like in New Zealand, the NPC, you know, the Shoot Shield, I still love watching those games, the Hospital Cup. See, the lads watching the Hospital Cup when we were in Townsville, the amount of noise. I think that's because we've got four brothers guys in the team, and everyone else was against brothers, I think. And it was such a good close finish with Bond University there. So I think with a concept like 360, you tend to get further away from the roots of the game, and that's where I was pretty much embedded in the roots of the game as a young kid growing up, and so it's a little bit foreign, but I guess. It's a little bit akin to the IPL, isn't it? Where that was transformative to a degree to cricket. I've got to say, I really enjoy watching Big Bash. I think it's a really good concept. At the same time, you know, the traditions of longer term cricket, like 5-day cricket, or you know the games that are played for 3 or 4 days, that I still see appeal in those. So if the balance can be maintained, and I'm just not sure about so much of it and what it actually is going to look like. It's hard to predict.
Speaking of the Southern Hemisphere, it's been reported today that the Rugby Championship could be moved to be played in line with the Six Nations. The All Blacks tour of South Africa next year means there won't be a Rugby Championship in 2026 and appeared likely to be shelved again in 2028. However, the Roar claimed that Rugby Australia CEO Phil Waugh is heading a campaign to safeguard the Rugby Championship's future by playing it earlier in the year. The Aussie publication says officials are strongly considering switching the Rugby Championship to February and March from 2029. The final round of this year's edition does take place this weekend, however. South Africa are in pole position to win the trophy, just needing a win over Argentina at Twickenham on Saturday, providing that Australia or New Zealand don't blow each other out. Argentina coach Felipe Contepomi made 7 changes in total from the side that were demolished 67-30 in Durban last week. 3 of those are in the pack and 4 are in the back line. Geronimo Prisciantelli gets his second ever cap at fly half, part of a new halfback pairing with Simon Benitez Cruz, who comes in for Gonzalo Garcia after the latter was taken off last weekend due to concussion. Consequently, Santiago Carreras moves to fullback, while Juan Cruz Malia makes his way to the left wing to replace Mateo Carreras. Contepomi decided to refer to the lock pair that were part of the winning side in Australia, with Guido Petty and Pedro Rubiolo getting the nod ahead of Franco Molina and Lucas Paulos. Joaquin Oviedo makes his way for Santiago Grondona at number 8, and the coaches opted for a 6-2 split on the bench to compete with the physicality of the Springboks. On the note of physicality, Oxenchea slots back into the front row after withdrawing just before kickoff last weekend, which is Razi Erasmus' only change for the grand finale from the team that hammered the Pumas. South Africa head into this game with a 5-3 split on the bench, where there are some changes as Grant Williams, Jesse Creel and Bongi Mbanambi make a return this week. Captain Siya Kolisi will get his 90th cap this Saturday, two behind the century mark, where he'll become the ninth Springbok to reach triple figures in history. All eyes will be on fly half Sasha Feinberg Mgomazulu, who scored 37 points on his own last week, the most by a South African in a single test. The Stormers number 10 has already bagged 95 points in his international career and can reach a century in scored points this weekend. Eben Etzebeth will start in the second row, and he says even with a sizeable South African contingent at the London venue, he will be focused solely on the game.
Yeah, obviously the last time we played here against a neutral team was the All Blacks, and there was quite a few South Africans. But yeah, we don't go in the week talking about how much support there will be for us or not for us. We just try to focus on the task at hand. Obviously, we know what's at stake. So yeah, we're going to put it into training sessions this week, and hopefully we get a great result this weekend. And if there's a lot of South African supporters, then obviously that's a massive bonus. But yeah, that's definitely not something we talk about or hoping there's going to be a lot of South African supporters. We just want to arrive on Saturday and play a great test match.
Bongi Mbanambi will take his place amongst the replacements, and he says it is an honour any time he put on the Springbok jersey.
Yeah, it's obviously, it will always stay an honour and a privilege, and yeah, to be involved in the Springbok setup. Yeah, just being here is really special. You do miss it a lot when you're not here. So yeah, I've just been given an opportunity to be here, first of all. And yeah, obviously playing this weekend, it's a massive honour representing South Africa on any stage. And yeah, in terms of the competition, we love it. We love the competition. We push each other here. If you're the best and you're fit enough to play, I'm sure the coaches will pick you. But yeah, but I think for us players, it's simple. Just go out there, train hard, make sure that you buy into the plan. And if you get your opportunity, you're really honoured. But obviously, you know that you have a job to do on Saturday.
Australia and New Zealand will clash in Perth in their final meeting of 2025. The All Blacks will win the Rugby Championship if they win and South Africa loses. But if they win with a bonus point and the Boks prevail without one, the teams will be level on points and it will go down to points difference, which New Zealand are currently on -6 compared to the champions plus 55. The Wallabies head coach Joe Schmidt will be encouraging his troops for Saturday's finale, pushing them to put themselves in line for lifting the coveted prize after a 10-year drought. However, that might be an easy thought, but the reality is that the Wallabies' last win against New Zealand came back in 2020 when they edged a two-pointer in Brisbane. Home advantage could play its part, considering that this game is the final one at home before the teams in the Southern Hemisphere depart for the North for their respective end-of-year schedules. A rare win for Australia on Saturday will not guarantee them the title, as the destiny of that honour rests solely in South Africa's hands, but the hosts can put themselves in line if the Boks slip up, bearing in mind they must win by a bonus point and hope that Argentina can prevent the current champions from grabbing one themselves. Schmidt says that winning silverware would be a bonus.
I think we only ever go out to win games and to stack enough good moments in the game to win them. And so for us, the silverware, make no mistake, that'd be a massive bonus. It's a long time since we've even been in a competitive position for the Rugby Championship, and you know, if we could get a win this week, at worst we'd finish second, I think. So that would be incredible compared to, you know, last season and you know, the season before that, where there were, you know, the winless sort of season that was in the Rugby Championship. Building our way forward, I do think that it gives us a little bit more confidence.
Whilst All Blacks head coach Scott Robertson says that he wants his side to show more consistency.
Of course, you know, not many 80 minute performances, but we just got to get more you know, back to back moments where we can put pressure on teams and create. I think it's just the reality of it too, you know, test footy is a little bit like that, and you get a ref's call, you don't get a ref's call, there's an interpretation that goes your way or a bounce of the ball, and things can change pretty quickly. But all the stuff that we can get better in our own personal self-control and game management, stuff we're focusing on.
That is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson, and we'll be back with more next week.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.